can make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger. On 1116 SEN, The Flame with Jason Richardson, featuring the latest from the world of track and field.
Cause I can't wait much longer, I know I got to be right now. Man,
welcome to The Flame Show, 15th of January. It is a crisp Sunday morning. We're looking forward to a beautiful day here in Melbourne there, and there's certainly a bit of heat in the air, and there's plenty of heat in the world of athletics. We've got a big show for you today. Danny Samuels will join us on the phone. It's going to be great to have a chat to a girl who captured a world title at the ripe old age of 21. And when you consider she did that in a power sport like discus, it was an amazing achievement. She builds up towards London at 2012. And also we'll have a chat talking about throwings. The throws are going to be our feature of the day today, because we're going to talk to Mike Hazel. He's the USA javelin champion of last year. He's out here in Australia preparing for what is going to be a great series of athletics meets, and athletics meets that are going to be sponsored. And it gives us great pleasure to announce that Athletics Australia have announced Qantas as the official partner and airline of the 2012 Australian Athletics Tour. The 12-month partnership will see Qantas named as the title sponsor of the four-length tour, which is great, which starts at Adelaide on the 28th of January, as well as all the way through to the IAAF World Challenge accredited Melbourne Track Classic, which is on March 2 to 3. So it is great news indeed. And right here on a Sunday morning, I think it's time we have a chat to Dallas O'Brien. Joined now by the CEO of Athletics Australia in Dallas O'Brien. Dallas, I just announced the great news in regards to Qantas. That is a relief for everyone in the athletics family.
Yeah, look, it is great news. It shows the progress of the sport at the moment. We've got some great athletes going around. We've worked really hard to get this pull the tour together and get some exposure with Channel 9 and Fox Sports, et cetera, et cetera. So it really just tops all that off, Richo.
And having Qantas, an iconic brand, you know, it's great to have sponsors and they pay in money, and that's fantastic. But to have an iconic brand be involved in an iconic sport in Olympic year, it's a beautiful link.
Yeah, look, it is a great link. It's really important, I think, from a kudos perspective. In fact, I'm sitting in the Qantas lounge right now, actually. They've been fantastic to deal with as well. They've also using Steve Hooker and Sally Pearson as ambassadors. So great leveraging for them, as you say, in this Olympic year.
And it's a start of an association hopefully we can develop on, because it's no secret that track and field in this country has found it hard to gain a major sponsor over the last few years, and many sports marketing companies have come and gone, tried to achieve that. So to achieve it is a great feather in the cap of athletics, a great feather in your cap as CEO, but it's a result of hard work from everyone.
Yes, look, it is. You know, you've got to, people just don't come knocking on your door. You've got to present a product and something of quality and value to sponsors to prove that we are of worth. And certainly our sport, I really believe strongly in showing it off nationally within Australia. I think we have got a great product. We've still got a lot of more work to do, but we've got the great athletes, as I said. We just need to get everyone behind it within the sport and prove to people that athletics is a great sport. And obviously, people take notice of it, Olympic and Commonwealth Games, but we also need to put on a show domestically.
And it's an absolute coup having Channel 9 and Fox Sports being involved, showing domestic athletics as we build up to 2012 London Olympic Games, because it's important to create heroes out of our Australian athletes. So when it comes to the Olympic Games, the Australian public's actually heard about these people, seen these people. I mean, Sally Pearson, she's a star, but there's a lot of emerging athletes that need this sort of exposure.
Oh, exactly, Jason. We've got some great stars. You know, everyone, as you said, heard of Sally and Steve, but people of the ilk of Mitch Watt, who's long jump silver medalist over at the World Champs, and right in line for a medal at the Olympics, and not to mention Fabrice Lapierre, another long jumper. I mean, these guys are jumping incredible distances against some huge competition, and And so part of our whole marketing campaign is sort of showing a lot of these other athletes off, these other athletes that are superstars in their own right as well. And, you know, people like Jared Bannister, people like Javelin and Danny Samuels in the discus, Ben Harradine in the discus, and Jared Talent in the walk. You know, these guys are all potential medalists. And some of the stuff they do, and what we're trying to do is relay that to the general public. For example, you know, Jared Bannister, the distance he throws, the javelins, the 60-odd metres. So comparing that to the length of a Qantas A380 or something, you know, all those sorts of things, and how far your long jump is. They can long jump, across the intersection of Flinders Street, or the length of a tram, or, you know, all those sorts of things. So people can relate actually what these guys are achieving.
Well, it's a fascinating way of looking at it, and it's a beautiful link there with Qantas. Congratulations, mate. We'll let you go and jump on board a beautiful Qantas jet. No doubt you'll get the finest in-flight service available thanks to our great partners in Qantas. Congratulations on the achievement. We're about to have a chat to Danny Samuels. She'll be one of the many athletes that get a great benefit out of it, so well done.
Yeah, good on you, Jason. You're doing a great job there in the Flame Show, so I appreciate all that. We'll talk to you during the season.
All the best. Well, now on the Flame Show, we're joined by world champion gold medalist in 2009. She was 21 years of age. Her name is Danny Samuels. She's a little bit older now, but she's still a young woman who has the world literally at her feet in the great sport of track and field. And Danny's been kind enough to take our call. Great to have a chat to you, Danny. And as I just mentioned, world championship gold medalist in 2009 as a young lady. We've had a couple of years of highs and lows since that performance, but we get ready towards building up to London. And how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling fantastic this year. As you said, you know, last year was a real struggle for me. Just confidence-wise, I tried to deal with my competitions, but it just didn't quite get there at the World Championships. And, you know, but this year I'm a lot happier, a lot stronger, a lot faster. I've done a lot of conditioning over Christmas and, you know, that sort of pre-season period. So I'm just looking forward to it. And I think the rest of the country is as well.
Do you get a little bit of confidence out of your Daegu performance, considering you came into that championship sort of under a cloud, not performing at your best, yet you still were able to finish ninth, competing way below which we know that you can do. So the girls haven't gone to a place that you're not capable of going to.
No, well, you know, I would have had to have thrown a PB, I think, to get a medal at Daegu. But, you know, I was throwing quite well in, you know, the 10 days out from the competition. I hit some 65s and some 63s, 64s. So, but, you know, I was sort of building towards peaking because I was throwing quite well. But I think just, you know, a lack of confidence throughout the season with my competitions. My last comp prior to Daegu, I hit a 63 but foot fouled it and, you know, it came away with a low 60. So that didn't do great for my confidence either. And, you know, it just didn't fire. And, you know, at the actual comp in Daegu, it just, you know, the rhythm wasn't there. My back was as stiff as a board and I couldn't get any separation between my hips and shoulders. And for anybody who knows anything about throwing events, you need to get that separation, sort of that unwinding sort of feel about it. So, you know, I threw 59 and it was nothing spectacular, but, you know, I know that I can throw further than what those girls did. And I think, you know, hopefully everything coming together, that can happen this year.
It's interesting you say that because I remember watching the World Champs final. I kept thinking that if you just nail one, you're right in this, and I just kept expecting you to pull one out, and you know, because we know you're capable of it, and well, unfortunately, it just wasn't to do. But in many ways, you'll gain a lot of experience from that, and you'll be able to put that behind you. And you finished ninth in Daegu, you finished ninth in the Beijing Olympics as very much a young lady, but London Olympics, you'll be coming towards your absolute peak.
Yeah, definitely. You know, for the past 8 years, it's all been about London and we've used every year. There's been, you know, a Commonwealth Games and World Championships, even back to when I was younger, when there was World Youth and World Juniors, that we use those as stepping stones and learning experiences all to, you know, all in the effort to peak towards London. So it's been, you know, a combination of 8 years of training and preparation and, you know, you're gaining all these little experiences along the way. And, you know, I've never been in that position before, the one that I was in Daegu, being, you know, a defending Open World Champion. And then, you know, the expectation I put on myself was, you know, too much in the end. And like I said, I just, by the time I got to the final, it was quite draining, the process that I went to make it to the final. I really put myself in hot water and almost didn't make it through to the final the next day. But in saying that, I just, whatever I did, I just could not relax. I tried to make myself laugh. I tried to sing. I tried to dance. you know, but nothing, none of my usual tricks worked to make me relax. And, you know, I ended up coming, I think I came 10th actually in the end. But, you know, like I said, we always learn from those experiences and we take the positives out of them, whatever positives we can take. And, you know, we make some changes for next year. And, you know, we put those into place this year. And, you know, like I said before, my strength has gone through the roof in the gym. And, you know, throwing's starting to come together and I'm getting some good throws out at training. So everything's looking good for London.
Olympic champion Stephanie Brown-Trafton will be someone that you have to compete against right here on your soil in Perth and in Sydney as part of the Qantas Australian Athletics Tour. Well, if you needed any motivation, the Olympic champion being here gives you a little bit more.
Yeah, I think it's great that Stephanie's coming out for these competitions. The last time she came out, I think, was in 2009. And, you know, I actually beat her in the Sydney Track Classic and the Melbourne Track Classic. And that gave me an enormous amount of confidence leading into nationals and then into the European season. And I pretty much, you know, it all comes down to those competitions, I reckon, when I got that enormous amount of confidence from beating the current Olympic champion. So I'm extremely pumped to have her out here again, and hopefully we can push each other to, you know, to reach some good distances, because Stephanie actually came fifth at the World Championships in 2011, and she threw a 63, which is a decent throw, so I'm really looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to seeing you take her and school her big time. Talking about Olympic champions, we spoke recently on the Flame Show to the great Catherine Freeman, and she was telling me she's been involved a bit in mentoring and chatting to a lot of the current Australian athletes, and your name popped up. There's so much to learn from the great Catherine Freeman.
Oh, definitely. It was fantastic catching up with Cathy. And, you know, I said to her that, you know, nobody in Australian sporting history, I think, will ever or has ever or will ever be under the amount of pressure that she was at the Sydney Olympic Games. So, you know, she has a wealth of knowledge of how to deal with things and just her experiences along the way. She's had a lot of ups and downs herself, and, you know, she's come out on top. And we all remember the Sydney Olympics 400-metre final when Cathy went over the line and, you know, everybody joined together as a nation and celebrated that. So I think she has, she's a great person, for one. She's very down-to-earth and very laid-back, and I think that's one of the great things she can pass on to a lot of athletes, because some, including myself, sometimes take a little bit too seriously, and, you know, she's just a great person to talk to.
Well, it's great news that you're fit and healthy. I feel that you're going to be in for an amazing domestic season, then build up towards London 2012. We're with you the entire way. Good luck for what's going to be a big season. Good luck domestically, and hopefully Stephanie Brown-Trafton, she'll be in the whitewash when you give her a bit of a schooling over the next couple of months.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good on you. There is a former world champion going, trying to make her second Olympic team in Danny Samuels. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with the latest news in track and field and also chat to US javelin champion Mike Hazel.
The Flame on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
On 1116 SEN, The Flame with Jason Richardson, featuring the latest from the world of track and field.
Cause I can't wait much longer, I know I got to be right now, cause I can't kick much stronger.
Welcome back to The Flame Show, and I promised that we'd bring you up to date with the latest news in track and field. Of course, Athletics Australia announcing Qantas as the official partner and airline of the 2012 Australian Athletics Tour is the first big piece of news. Also, we have been advised that Usain Bolt will make his first appearance of the year at the Bislett Games in Oslo on the 7th of June, only 6 weeks before the Olympics begin. Prior to that, he plans to just to training races in Jamaica, with his first sprint race likely to be at the inaugural Jamaican International Invitational on the 5th of May. Considering the great strength of Jamaican sprinting, he doesn't need to go anywhere else in the world to get the best possible. They are just the dominant force in world sprinting at the moment. So Usain Bolt Bislett Games in Oslo, which is always one of the great track meets. Other interesting pieces piece of news, the case between the World Anti-Doping Agency, so WADA, and the British Olympic Association. I spoke about this on Morning Glory throughout the week, surrounding their conflict in policy on drug cheats being barred from competition at Olympics will begin on the 12th of March. The case was brought about in light of LaShawn Merritt's successful appeal against the IOC. If the British Olympic Association lose, it could see the likes of Dwayne Chambers and Carl Myersco compete in London. There's many other athletes who have had a drug ban that would now be able to compete. Of course, the British Olympic Association is the one association that does have a no tolerance. If you test positive for drugs, you cannot compete at an Olympic Games again. We watched that case with great interest. Superstar and legend of Australian sprinting Matt Shervington will take on rugby league stars Eric Groth and also Brad Fidler in a celebrity relay team at the Sydney Track Classic on the 18th of February. Go to Sydney Olympic Park website to see how you can win the chance to be part of the team. Wouldn't that be a great thrill to run with some of the stars of Australian sport and also hand the baton over to Shervo? The Hunter Track Classic next weekend in Newcastle will welcome several flame members, including Commonwealth champion Ben Harradine. Good to see him back. Liam Gander, Pyrenee Steinert, looking forward to seeing her compete. Kevin Moore and Laura Whaler also take to the track, plus Sydney sider Danny Samuels, who we've just spoken to. So lots to look forward to in the world of track and field, and also as we build up towards London 2012. Benita Willis and Sean Forrest will both run in the Houston Marathon right today, hoping to clock Olympic qualifying time. So we wish them all the very best indeed. Joined now by US Javelin champion of 2011 as he builds up towards London 2012, and he's decided to use Australia as his base early on in the season, and that is Mike Hazel. Mike, thanks so much for your time and welcome to Australia.
Thank you very much.
What attracts you to Australia this time of the year?
Well, a couple of reasons. I actually did the same trip down in 2008. I made the round from Auckland to Melbourne and then hit the Aussie Olympic Trials in Brisbane, and it worked out real well. It was just a good way to split up the season, so to speak, when most people are getting ready for, most of my training partners getting ready for World Indoors, tapering and getting ready for big performances. It was easy for me to kind of duck out of San Diego and come down here and shake off some rust and get some early throws. So I figured I'd try it again in 2012. It's been 4 years since I did it. Worked out well in 08, and we'll give it another run. And the other end of that is my girlfriend actually is from Sydney, so she came down for the holidays to see her family and stuff like that. So I came on down and got a chance to meet and greet the folks.
You've taken one of our finest. Where did you meet her?
she actually lives in San Diego. She was a pro snowboarder for a couple of years and landed in sunny Southern California, and that's where we met up.
Oh, that is fantastic. Now, being a reigning U.S. champion, we know with their qualification, tough qualification for World Championships and Olympics, you've got to perform on the day at the U.S. trials and win the U.S. title to, you know, to go to all the major meets. So that must have been a massive thrill to win last year.
Yeah, it was. It was more of a relief than anything. Kind of the only thing that I had been missing on my resume, so to speak. You know, I'd been to the Olympics and the two World Championships and the Pan Am Games and kind of been there, done that. But the only thing that I was missing was a U.S. title. So it was kind of like a good way for me to kind of close the chapter on my athletic career. And I actually thought about retiring immediately after the U.S. Champs last year. But I figured I'd stick it out for Worlds, and then kind of got talked into going it for one more year.
Oh, you're far too young. How old are you?
No, I'm 32, man. And
well, that's actually fine. You're just getting your strength levels are just getting at the peak.
Yeah, yes and no. Yes and no. I'm actually joining the military right after the end of this season. And I've run up to an age barrier as well in that respect. So it would have been easier for me to duck out last year and get started. But there was more going on than just me and my family and my coaches, my training partners, and the whole team that's helped me along my career. So I figured it'd be a good deal to stick it out for one more shot and see if I can make a run at London.
Yeah, well, make a shot at London seems to be the plan. What sort of shape are you in at the moment?
Not really sure. I'm pretty fit. One of the things that I'm doing with the military stuff is I'm actually having I have two screening tests that I have to do as soon as I get back to the States in February. So I'm actually doing basically part-time javelin training, and I'm also training like a 5K runner. So
right.
We don't really know how that's going to translate into the javelin. You know, traditional sports science is probably not the best idea.
No.
But I'm not really in any pain, which is always good when it comes to javelin throwing. And I've been running my butt off, so we'll see if it correlates over to far throws. But it's either going to go really far or it's not going to go anywhere. It's probably not going to be anything in between.
I suppose the issue is whether your strength levels, I mean, if you're nice and fit but you're doing a fair bit of running, whether your strength levels are high enough to be throwing big distances at the moment.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a strength level problem. I think it's just going to be like a more of a power problem, explosive ability. The strength stuff, you know, as you get older, stays with you longer. You don't have to do it as much. But the elastic component of being able to hit, you know, big throws and get a good stretch across your shoulder into your back and stuff, that's the stuff that I haven't been able to do much of.
Just wondering also, in your opinion, we've been following a case which is about to start on the 12th of March between WADA and also the British Olympic Association. Of course, British Olympic Association, they have no tolerance. If you've served a drug suspension, you can never go to the Olympic Games after that. Whereas LaShawn Merritt now will be, after his successful appeal, will be able to compete in an Olympic Games. Your feelings there?
Ah, it's terrible. I think the British are doing it right. It's one and done. With the current system of basically slapping you on the wrist for doping bans, the punishment's not severe enough. It's not a deterrent for a young athlete not to take drugs. If you make the, you know, and which is ironic because a couple of years ago there was this big push for zero tolerance that you heard. It's been, oh, if you know, it's zero tolerance. Well, to me, zero tolerance sounds like if you get caught with anything banned, then your career is over. And
yeah,
that's the way it should be. Your medals are stripped. Your accolades are stripped. I even would be in favor of making you pay back some finances to meets that you've won because you're basically cheating other athletes. And, you know, so with the current suspension levels the way they are, if you're a young athlete and you show promise and you have a little bit of money, why would you not take drugs? Because
yeah,
you get caught, you sit out for 4 years, and then the track community welcomes you back with open arms. You walk right back into a multi-$100,000 contract and you're running meets again. You've only sat out 4 years. It's not hard enough. The only way to deter people from taking drugs or taking anything that's performance enhancing is to make it a one and done deal.
Thanks for coming down to Australia. We look forward to watching you at all the big track meets throughout the Qantas Australian Athletics Tour. And thanks for your time today.
No worries, man. Appreciate you having me.
There is Mike Hazel, US Javelin Champion of 2011. Very forthright in his thoughts and hard to argue with what he has to say. Our flaming question of the day today, and you can follow us on Twitter at AthsAust, A-T-H-S-A-U-S-T, at AthsAust is our Twitter handle. Also jump on the Athletics Australia Facebook. Simple question. How old was Danny Samuels when she won the 2009 World Championships? Simple question. How old was Danny Samuels when she won the Discus World Championship in 2009? And talking about Australian athletes, don't forget you can see the Australian athletes compete as they look to secure their place on the London-bound team for the Olympic Games. The Qantas Australian Athletics Tour kicks off in Adelaide on January 28, heads to Perth on February 11 before arriving in Sydney February 18, really hots up in Sydney, and then finishes in Melbourne. March 2 to 3, Lakeside Stadium, the Qantas Melbourne Track Classic. We'll also incorporate the all-important Olympic nomination trial. So for more information, jump on athletics.com.au or check out us on the Australian Athletics Tour page on Facebook. Well, it's been a big show here on The Flame. We thank our guests very much. We look forward to chatting track and field to you next Sunday.
The Flame on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sports.